Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If everybody hasn't had a chance to see Tom's gift left up on his table, I think it would be interesting for you to stop by and take a peek. So, this is Supervisors' regular meeting, June 7th, 2022. It is 9-ish. Let's see. Yeah, I'll read that thing. Okay, any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Brian Carter, County Roads.
Good morning. Pleasant Grove finally opened up. I think people have been kind of driving through it for a little bit. The rain kind of messed with them, and then some subcontractor schedules caused some issues. But either way, the pavement markings got done yesterday, the signs got pulled, and it is fully open. So that's good to have done. Upper Flint's coming along very well. Subcontractors should be mostly done this week as far as getting it ready for paving, and I don't know, maybe next week we can see some concrete going down out there. So that's moving along very well. Otherwise, plenty of stuff. The county dust control did get moved back again, kind of a side effect of that burst of rain we got a week ago and just schedules and everything else. So that'll be next week as far as I know. So I just wanted to mention that. And I wanted to mention or say thanks to Kevin. We had a situation in the county where somebody had clearly taken some rock off the road and used it to fill potholes in a very long driveway.
This
comes up every couple years. It's not a frequent thing, but it was pretty clear, and the neighbors were well aware of it. And it's just, it's not a, you don't ignore it because it's, well, it's obviously not a good situation. So our preference is to educate and have them return as much rock as possible and walk away with everybody on the same page rather than pushing it legally. And so I gave Kevin a call, and to his credit and his deputy's credit, they pretty much jumped right on it, handled it almost immediately, and the gentleman put the rock back that he could.
Damn, did he help him or did Kevin do it by himself?
No,
I took it all back. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, we got Kevin a new shovel. So his service to the County Roads Department was greatly appreciated. But anyway, I wanted to say thanks to them because they jumped on it, it handled well, and I'm sure it won't happen again next. And we moved on. So just one of those little things. But it does draw attention. You'd be surprised how many people are well aware in that area what was going on. So other than that, plenty of stuff. But that's all I have for now. I have another agenda item also.
Okay. Terry, Auditor's Office.
Good morning. It's election day. And it started out pretty quiet, so everything must be going smoothly. We had, for absentees, we ended up with 597 that we had sent for those requested. And we only have 10 outstanding ballots. So those people still have an opportunity to deliver their voted ballots down here to the courthouse by 8 o'clock tonight, or they can surrender their ballots at their precinct and vote there at the precinct. So there's options there.
Do they have to be postmarked today or yesterday here?
Postmark wouldn't be an option today, even if we use postmarks anymore, because any ballots, it's kind of like a drop dead type date. The only ones that can be postmarked are military and UCAVA ballots, but we've received those, so none of those are outstanding. So if somebody dropped their ballot in the mail yesterday or today, it's most likely not going to count.
I remember you explaining that to me once. They don't all come with postmarks.
No, and they don't. That's why they had the IMB that they started making us use to verify when they were dropped in the mail, and then they changed to the drop dead date, and so we kind of go back to that one for the UCAVA and the militaries, because they still have until noon on Monday to get theirs in. But like I said, the two that we had we've already received, so that should not be an issue. So those 10 remaining ballots, like I said, they need to be in here by 8:00 tonight, or they can surrender them at the polls and vote at their polls.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Mr. Blesner, maintenance.
Good morning. As everybody's well aware, the front steps are open, back open, so open them back up Thursday afternoon. That project is pretty well complete, so moving forward with that till the Tiger Grant project and next fall, I think, when they do redo the sidewalk and the street out front, that's a city project though, so happy that that's done and opened back up, so. Had a safety committee meeting last week. Also, we had an architect meeting with the new health department meeting last week. Other than that, have agenda item this morning.
Your excitement is overwhelming.
Just really busy.
All righty then.
The county probably eventually will owe Rodney a thank you. When we were going through the layout of the size of the rooms and stuff, he pointed out that some of the rooms for the freezers weren't big enough to accommodate the freezers we had, and so that was not a huge deal, but it would have been a disappointment. Six or 12 or 18 months from now when we went to move in. So thank you, Rodney.
Thank you.
Good catch.
Golf clap for you. Don't get cocky. Let's do Natalie, Recorder's Office.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what order you are going in.
So is.
You really being disrespectful right now, Natalie? Let's just try to get through the meeting, please. Jimmy's not here. Natalie, Recorder's Office, please.
Everything's going well in the Recorder's Office, just keeping busy.
All right. That's all you got?
I'm scared to say anything else.
Would be too. That's enough. Okay, Sarah, payroll.
Just keeping busy as usual, nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, Janelle is MIA. Jared, regional planning.
Morning, keeping busy as always. We do have a minor subdivision that just put in Jim's box for review over the next 2 weeks. Apart from that, I wanted to give a quick update. There was a letter that Brian had alerted me to after last week's meeting that we received as well. It was a FEMA correspondence related to floodplain maps, but as I suspected initially, that the wording of that letter was very generic. Made it sound like we were looking at the whole county, but when you actually go to the link that it shows on there, it's specific. It's actually portions of Des Moines and Lee County, but it's the area around the Skunk River and Lost Creek. And it actually involves, there was a study that was initially done that they released the findings in 2019, but there was some local questioning of that, and the Klinger subsequently did a revised hydrology study that was, that explains why we're revisiting this again 3 years later, that study had been accommodated into that. But it should also be noted that what we're looking at here will likely eventually involve updated firm maps, but at this point we're not even at the firm map stage. This is just the study of the hydrology in that area. So I know it's kind of a you get a little bit of a burnout when you see all this communication from FEMA, especially when we just updated the maps. But so just to be clear what that's about, that's nothing that's immediate urgency of any kind.
Alrighty then. Dog whisper, safety.
Good morning. Safety, we're just keeping busy. I do want to thank Rodney and everyone for helping us out. The Animal Control Board met last Friday for the first time to deal with the situation that we are looking at. So they left us open late Friday so we could come in and meet and kind of discuss the situation. So you guys will be hearing more probably about that as we move forward.
Alrighty. Ken's listening. Chris, conservation.
I had a great weekend last weekend with our youth jamboree event at Big Hollow. We had about 500 show up to that, which is actually less than what we had expected. There's a lot of deaths going on. Wise County was having an event, Muscatine County. A lot of the counties around us had events that weekend because it's free fishing weekend. But great weather, great event. A lot of folks came out and had fun. Big kudos to the CERT team. They helped with parking. We couldn't have run that event the way we did without them, because that getting people in there and parked properly, you know, left to their own devices, you know how people will park. And so having that coordination was clutch. And just all the volunteers and the groups that put that on. It's pretty much every wildlife and conservation organization in this county is involved in that. Ducks Unlimited, Delta Waterfowl, Pheasants Forever, Turkey Federation, the Bow Club, everybody's got a role to play in that. We have probably 50 plus volunteers that show a day up, and a dozen or so that handle a lot of the coordination in the months leading up to it. So real happy to have that done and another successful jamboree in the books. So looking forward to figuring out logistics for next year. We're talking about maybe changing the event date again. I'm not real sure. The committee will decide that. They kind of do that. But other than that, just staying busy with the parks. The Big Hollow is perpetually full. It's full throughout the weeks. It's full on the weekends. And we have really big numbers at the Port Conversation named out at Weller along the Snow River here the last 2 weeks. So it's been great weather to be out.
All right. Good deal. Trent, county attorney?
So we got Lisa's upstairs. She's in jury right now. Or for dire at least. And then we're in the middle of the carnival. So it'll be interesting this week that we're out there, we're gonna hop out and ride the rides for lunch, you know.
Good times.
Go ahead.
But do they have good food down there?
Funnel cakes.
Well, we've had that discussion, and funnel cakes maybe for one day, but basically it doesn't look like they have a whole heck of a lot down there. So.
But that one day funnel cake?
Got to do the funnel cakes.
You can't do funnel cakes more than one day.
unfortunately, I already have a bit of a belly on the front side of problem.
We appreciate for the heads up on the funnel cakes. It's always good to know. Des Moines County. Colin, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. Not got anything new to report. So.
And KG, Sheriff's Department.
Hi, good morning. Jail's at 70. We actually had a pretty busy day and night last night. 7 in intake this morning, so popped our numbers back up. But we'll see a couple of those go out. But still staying kind of that normal range. We're in that range that we can definitely handle and deal with. So we're glad to see that carry on. It's been a busy week for sure. School out, just kind of a little bit more activity throughout the day and night. It keeps kids out a little bit later. So we're dealing with that as it comes. But other than that, no major news.
All right. Well, that's good news then. Leah, you have anything to say? I take that back. Not asking. Okay. Any correspondence? I have none. All right. I have none. Let's go to discussion and vote. First on discussion vote tonight is the third public hearing for amendment and zoning ordinance number 34 to change the official zoning map.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Anything you want to add?
I don't think there's anything more that we haven't mentioned already. We're dealing with the 12-acre property on Sullivan Slough Road that proposed to be rezoned from R1 residential to C1 commercial, and being recommended with the condition that it applies only to the two specific types of uses categories within the C1 that are allowed within the C1 district, which would cover the Young House facility that had since closed in 2014, but is proposed to reopen.
Okay. If anyone has any questions or wants to comment, you can call in 319-753-8203, extension 4. We're going to have 2 minutes on that.
That number again is 319-753-8203, extension 4.
I'll note also that, again, this is a refresher. Last week, we had the board had approved the resolution with the agreement, also signed by Mr. Schilling on behalf of Young House, agreeing to those conditions in accordance with the state code for when a rezoning is approved with conditions. So at this point, it's just a matter of actually approving the amendment to the ordinance, which would change the district classification of that property.
Anybody in the audience?
Well, since this is his last day, we're going to miss him. He's probably going to miss us.
You miss me, man. But say, I'll be around. It's all right. I'll be around. Thomas, say something interesting.
Did the auditor's office receive any emails or written comments regarding this hearing?
No, we have not.
I have not received anything for regional planning either.
I've received nothing. Thomas, you didn't get an email?
I have not. People usually aren't shy about calling me up, telling me what they think. That bespeaks a lack of concern about this issue.
Ryan, come up here and show everybody your knee while we're waiting. We've got about 45 seconds left.
I'm on my way. Right there.
No, don't get up. I'm coming.
Yeah,
I'm coming.
You know, when I was in the Army, we'd have to wait. Because we'd have guys go and put, and it's probably not good, but we'd have guys put their head to the rifle and run around the garage in circles for 5 to 10 minutes, see who could stand up the longest and keep going before one of them fall down, and that was always pretty fun.
I probably wouldn't repeat that story too many times. But we appreciate you. Good to know who we're dealing with.
Did you win or lose?
I never did.
Okay.
Oh, the bolt was removed.
Yeah.
They didn't check, they just did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Step one.
Safety first.
Safety was on.
All right.
But then you'd see the guys, they'd have like a...
Pretty close to a good 2 minutes.
From the carbon, yeah. A little circle from the carbon, oh yeah.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second. Doty.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
I would make a move to approve the amendment to the zoning ordinance.
Second.
Hey.
Doty.
You gotta say my name.
Oh,
Tom Brooker.